From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Uproar today in the trial of Saddam Hussein.
من أمور مستنكرة غريبة وأن ضميري وعقلي يقولان لي
Saddam formally testified for the first time in his trial for crimes against humanity. In the courtroom, he denounced the proceedings. He called the court a comedy.
He also called on Iraqis to stop fighting each other and unite against American troops. Eventually, the judge closed the courtroom so that his speech would not be televised.
Saddam Hussein and seven co-defendants are being tried for the deaths of 148 people during a crackdown on a Shia village more than 20 years ago. NPR's Jamie Tarabay is in Baghdad.
Saddam came in, he was wearing a black suit. He'd brought in a prepared document. He, as you said, denounced the court as a comedy and then launched into this political speech directed straight at the Iraqi people. He said something like, I call upon all Iraqi men and women in all parts of Iraq, in Baghdad, the capital of civilization. You've always been pioneers throughout history. And in all your battles against the invaders and the foreigners and your resistance to the American Zionist invasion, you are great. And you, in my eyes, will always be great. So he's directly talking to the insurgency here, and he tells them to keep on going and stay faithful. And he said, everyone who is faithful and good is on your side.
The judge in this case told Saddam, you're making political speeches, stop making political speeches. And indeed, at one point, he closed the courtroom to journalists and cut off the TV feed.
Yes, the judge just wasn't going to put up with it. And if Saddam was going to continue, and indeed he said he was going to, he said, if you don't like it, you can add it to the accusations you have against me. And at that point, the judge decides what is censored and what the media and therefore the public can see. And at that point, he was just fed up, and we didn't see anything else from Saddam until it was reopened after he'd made his statement.
Jamie, was Saddam still claiming to be president of Iraq, in charge of everything?
Absolutely. In the beginning, he identified himself as the president of Iraq, and he also said he was the leader of this revolutionary group, which everyone has taken it to mean as though he was identifying himself with the insurgency. So, yeah, I mean, in Saddam's mind, he's still the president of Iraq. The judge just said to him, well, that role is over. You're no longer the president. You're a defendant now in court, and you really have to answer the questions being put to you. And this was something that Saddam just wasn't doing today.
NPR's Jamie Tarabay in Baghdad. Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you.